Time now for Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Your West Plains Lady Zizzer and Zizzer Boys basketball sponsors are Toyota West Plains, Twin Lakes Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza West Plains, J&J Recovery West Plains, Hirschfeed and Farm Supply West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, and Directman Shelter Insurance Agency in West Plains, the Zizzer Zone of West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GMC of West Plains, Simmons Bank, Edgelorn Harbor Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram of West Plains, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Westgate Realty Sean Duggins in West Plains, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Your boosters are Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones Agents Mark Guffey, Richard Brothers Feed, Cindy at Ozark Awards, Independent Insurance Solutions, Mayfield Auto Repair, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Tournament action. First round action. The West Plains Zizzers taking on the Springfield Parkview Vikings here in the first round of district tournament. Zizzer's coming in with a 12-14 record, and Parkview's coming in with a 15-11 record. Parkview's averaging 59.3 points a game on offense, and they average 7 points a game given up on defense. Now, the Zizzer boys, they average 58.8 points on offense, and they average 63.2 points given up on defense. It is your Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll add your starting lineup. You're listening to Zizzer Boys Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic, Spine, and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Opening up an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you're one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. We have a huge selection of Buick SUVs in stock. Buick Encore GX, Buick Envista, Buick Envision, and the all-new 2025 Buick Enclave. The best discounts, the best selection, the best price. And, hey, we are Howell County's only Buick dealer within 100 miles in any direction.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance ranked number 1 for auto insurance in the Forbes 2024 World's Best Insurance Companies survey.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
What put you in such a good mood?
Well, you know how competitive the couple next door is?
Yeah.
Well, he saw our flooring installers pull away yesterday and started bragging about their new floors. Get this, they chose laminate flooring instead of wood. He said they saved a bundle. I just smiled. It's a false savings. They're going to have to replace those floors in 7 to 10 years. Our wood floors will last a lifetime, and when we sell our house, we'll get more and sell faster.
Choosewood.com. Hey, pasta lovers, your favorite buffet at Pizza Inn of West Plains just got even better.
What could be better than endless pizza?
How about bottomless baked pastas? We're talking chicken Alfredo Supreme loaded with tender grilled chicken, creamy sausage and peppers pasta with Italian spices, and classic chicken parmesan baked to perfection.
Mmm, and I can try them all?
That's right, along with their famous pizza, salad, desserts, and more. Visit Pizza Inn of West Plains today on Bruce Smith Parkway next to Ace Hardware in West Plains.
Here's Dr. Nick Souter.
Here at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, we not only provide the latest technology in diagnostic and evaluation tools, but the most advanced surgical and non-surgical procedures in our field. And because the convenience of our patients is a priority, we also book appointments at our satellite clinics in Harrison, West Plains, and Salem.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine at No. 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or one of their clinics in Harrison, West Plains, and Salem.
Now, more West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Webb City High School. And having the introduction of the starting lineups for West Plains right now, senior Ethan Smith. Here comes junior Jacob Moore. Senior Clayton Robbins is next. Sophomore Aiden Judd is next. And junior Josiah Long, that's the five starters for the Scissor Boys, coached by Coach Mason Miller, assisted by Don Long and Owen Harris. The Scissor Boys come in at 12-14 on the season. Now for the Parkview Vikings out of Springfield. Christian Cordova is the first one out. Here comes Carlito Sanchez. Josiah Green will be the next one out for the Vikings. Elias Levin is next, or Govan, I should say. And Ethan Fernandez is the last starter for the Parkview Vikings, coached by Coach Jack Simpson. And they come in with a record of 15-11. All right, hope you've enjoyed the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine Clinic pregame show as we get ready to go. Clayton Robbins will be jumping center for the Zizzers. And it will be Govan for Parkview. And we're ready to go. Class 5, District 6, first round action. And the official faked him out. Now here we go. Zizzers will control the tip. Ethan Tuma with the basketball. And Parkview will pick up at half court. Long on the right side to Tuma down in the corner. And out top it'll be Judd with the basketball on the left wing. Gives it up to Moore. Moore kicks it out to Robbins who will fire a three. It is good. Clayton Robbins with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains Mount Robin there, three-pointer. And the Zizzers are up first, 3-0. With the basketball, that would be Green. Green trying to drive, kicks it back out to Sanchez. Sanchez up top, looking to penetrate. Now down in the right corner, they'll go underneath. Govan's going to kick it back out. Three-pointer from the left wing is no good. Robbins with the rebound. Robbins will bring it across the timeline on the left side. Moore down in the corner. Moore trying to drive the baseline. Gets it to Tuma. Tuma kicks it out, and it's stolen by Sanchez. Here come the Vikings up the floor. Sanchez goes underneath to Govan, and he scores. Easy two underneath. It's 3-2. Zizzers with the lead. 6:45 to go in the first quarter. Tuma gets it across to Judd. Down on the baseline, that'd be Moore. Moore, and inside Josiah Long. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Viking basketball. As Govan will throw it in. And it'll be Sanchez to bring it up the floor for the Vikings. Sanchez up top. Now he'll go to the right side, up top to Govan. Govan coming down the lane, And Clayton Robbins got a piece of it. Should have been a foul on Dovin there. He just dropped his shoulder and went right into a Robbins and moved him out of the way. But Robbins is going to pick up the foul, his first team foul on West Plains. And Govan will go to the free throw line to shoot two for the Vikings. And the first one's good. We're tied up at 3-3. 6:18 to go in the first quarter. Second free throw coming up for Govan. And it is no good. Judd with the rebound. Gives it up to Tuma. And Parkview trying to double team. Robbins up top to Long. Long back to Robbins at the free throw line. Now they go down to Long underneath. And he'll put the shot up and good off the backboard. Josiah Long with his first point of the ball game. Zizzers lead it by two with 5:50 to go in the first quarter. Sanchez gives it up top now to Cordova. He'll fire a three. It is no good. And Moore with the rebound. Long gives it up to Judd across the timeline. Judd back over to Long. Long kicks it out. And it's going to go. They're going to say it's Zizzer basketball. Parkview coach didn't agree with the call, but oh well. So Zizzers will inbound. Tuma gets it in the Long. Long brings it across the timeline. Judd with it. And it's picked off. And down to the other end. Basket is good by Cordova. And we're tied up 5-5. Tuma to Robbins. Back to Tuma now. They'll get it up to Judd across the timeline. Judd up top to Robbins. Now Tuma on the right wing. Down the right corner is Moore. Back to Tuma. Up top to Robbins. Around the horn they go. Long trying to penetrate. Tuma's going to fire a three. That one's no good. Judd underneath with the rebound. And he'll take it back up. Missed the shot. Loose basketball. And Judd's going to have it. We've got a timeout by Parkview. 4:45 to go, first quarter. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to the basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at southernhillsautoplaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Well, welcome back to Webb City High School. And Springfield Parkview inbounds the basketball at half court. We're tied up 5-5 with 4:40 to go in the first quarter. And with the basketball, that would be Green. Green's going to drive, gets it off the glass. He wanted a foul. The official said no, and Parkview takes a two-point lead. Tuma with the basketball. Gets it to Robbins. Up to Long now across the timeline. Long kicks it out to Judd. Judd over to Moore. Moore's going to fire a three. That one's in and out. No good. And we've got it. They're just going to let them play, folks, because that should have been a jump ball, but West Plains comes away with it. Robbins misses the three. Rebound by Green, and here comes the Vikings with the basketball. Sanchez will walk it up across the timeline. Zizzer's in a man-to-man defense. Sanchez up top. Gives it up to Green. Green will fire a long three. That one went nowhere, folks. And the rebound comes down to Moore. Tuma with the basketball. Gets it up to Moore. Moore back to Tuma up top. And Parkview is playing a trapping defense. A lot of defensive pressure everywhere on the floor. Moore kicks it out. Judd will fire a three. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Sanchez, and here come the Vikings. Sanchez kicks it underneath to Govan, and he scores. Govan now with 5 points in the ball game. Parkview has a 4-point lead with 3 minutes to go first quarter. Long gets it over to Moore. Back to Long up top. Now Tuma. Down in the corner is Robbins. He'll fake. He'll drive with a floater. It's no good. Gets his rebound. Kicks it over to Moore now. Moore kicks it out to Judd. Judd on the baseline. Kicks it up. Tuma's going to fire the three, and it's no good. And going to go out of bounds. It'll be Zizza basketball on the baseline. So Jared Kraft's going to be checking in. Jacob Moore will come out for the Zizzers. So now Tuma on the baseline will inbound for the Zizzers. And they'll get it in to Judd. Now the Long. Kraft with it up top. Jared Kraft, the junior, over to Long on the left wing. And it's stolen by Sanchez. He's got a clear pass to the basketball, or the basket, I should say. Sanchez on the layup. And Zizzers want a timeout. Parkview leads it 11-5, 2:24 to go here in the first quarter. And we are coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Webb City High School. And 2:24 to go here in the first quarter. Parkview leads the Zizzers 11-5. Tuma with the basketball. Gets it up the Long, across the timeline. Robbins will fire a three from the wing. It's no good. Rebound to Parkview up the floor. Here comes Govan, and he's going to score on the layup. Govan now with 7 points in the ball game for Parkview. It's an 8-point lead. Kraft gets it back up top to Long over to Tuma. He'll go to Judd underneath. He's quickly surrounded up top. Now Long with it. Kicks it out to Tuma on the left side. Back to Long down in the corner. And it's going to be stolen. And, yep, Parkview is going to come away with it. Officials aren't going to blow any whistles hardly in this ball game, so might as well get ready. It's going to be very, very, very physical. Sanchez with it up top. Minute and a half to go. Sanchez in the lane. Shot up, no good. And Long with the rebound. Tuma will walk it up the floor. Gets it across. Gives it to Long. Long with the basketball. Back over to Tuma. Now back to Long. Long in the lane. Puts a floater up. It's no good. And Judd can't save it. It'll be Viking basketball with a minute two to go in the first quarter. Jacob Moore will come in. Josiah Long will come out for the Zizzers. Now Parkview is going to go with a smaller lineup, looks like, as Govan comes out of the ball game. So bringing it up now will be Hiley. Hiley gives it up to Cordova up top. Now that's Green on the right side. It's Nash with the basketball in the lane. Kicks it back out to Hampton. Nash with it, and he'll throw it away to Jared Kraft. 40 seconds to go, first quarter. Kraft gets it up to Robbins. Up top to Tuma. Tuma with the basketball. Tuma coming down the lane, shot up, no good. Rebound Hampton, and the Vikings will walk it up the floor. 24 seconds to go, first quarter. Vikings with an 8-point lead, and they're going to pull it out and play for the last shot here of the first quarter. Hiley out near half court. We're down now to 10 seconds. Up top to Green. Green with the basketball. He pushed off. Jumper is no good. Rebound is Hampton, and another shot, no good. At the end of one, 13-5, The Vikings lead the Zizzers. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Boys Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Now, more West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Webb City High School. Class 5, District 6, first round action. And the Springfield Parkview Vikings lead the West Plains Zizzer Boys 13-5 as we start the second quarter. And Josiah Long will steal the basketball. Tuma with it now. Back over to Kraft across the timeline. Back to Tuma up top. And now Long with it. They'll go to Moore. Now Kraft out of the corner. He'll put up the jumper on the baseline. It's good. First points for Jared Kraft. And it's a 4-point. Or 6-point, I'm sorry, lead. And the three is good by Sanchez. And just like that, it's a 9-point lead for Parkview. Robbins on the left wing. And Long wasn't looking as Robbins tried to throw in the pass. And coming the other way, it is good by Hiley on the layup. And it's an 11-point lead for Parkview. And it'll be Zizzer basketball on the side. It'll be Tuma to throw it in. And he gets it to Moore. Robbins, top of the key, three is an air ball. And it'll be Vikings basketball, 6:58 to go in the first half. And the Vikings lead the Zizzers 18-7. Class 5, District 6, boys basketball action, first round. Sanchez on the left side. And shot is up, no good, and a rebound for Long. And once again, Josiah Long with his back turn, but he did get the basketball this time. Moore on the left side. Kraft with it now, and he had it stripped from behind, coming the other way for the layup. That will be Cordova, and West Plains wants another timeout, I believe. 6:22 to go in the first half. It's 20-7. The Vikings with the lead, and we're coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
At Toyota of West Plains, they strive to make your car buying experience the best car buying experience you've ever had. Fast, easy, and straightforward. They're also the only car dealer in West Plains that does not charge a documentation fee. Come see for yourself why so many people come back time and time again to Toyota of West Plains for their next vehicle. Visit the friendly folks at Toyota of West Plains. Sales departments open Monday through Saturday. Services open Monday through Friday. Toyota of West Plains.
The number one sales team in West Plains and Howell County, specializing in personal relationships, is Sean Duggan's Group, Westgate Realty Incorporated. They always go the extra mile to help your dream of owning property in the Ozarks become reality. Their members are all West Plains natives, and they love helping you. Check out SeanDugansGroup.com. Find them on Facebook, call the office at 417-257-2733, or stop by and see them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. And they say, go Zizzer!
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Webb City. Zizzer's with the basketball, full court, man-to-man by the Parkview Vikings. Tuma gets it up to Moore. Moore with the basketball. Up top is Long. He'll shoot the three, in and out, no good. Tuma with the rebound, and we've got a foul. It's going to be on Parkview, and that one's going to be on Green. That's his first team foul here in the second quarter. Tuma will throw it in to Robbins. Robbins at the free throw line, up top to Kraft. Long down the left corner will drive the baseline. He'll fake, has it blocked by Govan, and here comes the Vikings up the floor. Govan, and he lost it coming the other way. It's Long, and Long's going to have it knocked out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer basketball on the baseline. 20-7 is your score. Vikings with the lead over the Zizzer boys with 5:48 to go here in the first half. And Tuma will throw it in for the Zizzers. Gets it to Kraft down the right corner. Kraft brings it up top to Robbins now. Kraft left side, Moore with it now. Back to Kraft. He's going to put up the three up top. It's short, no good. Govan, and he lost it. Kraft gets the ball back, puts it up and in. So Jared Kraft cuts the lead for the Vikings down to 11. Sanchez with the basketball. He'll go to the right side now on the wing. Up top to Cordova. He'll go to Govan in the lane. Back to Sanchez on the right wing. Sanchez looking to drive. Kicks it out. Now up top, that would be Fernandez. He's trying to drive. Govan with it on the right side. Up top to Sanchez again. Sanchez will back it out. Now he'll give it up to Green. Green's going to drive. Blocked by Long. And be out of bounds. Vikings will inbound on the baseline. So Fernandez will throw it in for the Vikings. And he'll go up top to Cordova. Cordova coming down the lane at it, knocked away. Robbins gets it up to Tuma, and now there's a foul on Parkview. I believe it's going to be on Green. I'm not sure. Nope, it's going to be on Fernandez, his first. Second team foul. And Ethan Tuma will go to the free throw, or he'll go out of bounds on the baseline to inbound the basketball. Kraft with it up top, now on the left side. Kraft over to Long. Long in the lane, puts a floater up, no good. Vikings with the rebound. Here comes Green up the floor, right. Missed it, and a blocking foul on Jacob Moore. And if Jacob Moore would have just squared up, I think he would have had a charge that time, but he kind of turned cockeyed, and that's going to put Green at the free throw line to shoot two. And he makes the first one. Judd will come in, and Jacob Moore will have a seat for the Zizzer boys. And now, I believe Green has some blood on his right hand now, and they got it on the basketball as well. So it'll be a few seconds. They'll allow about 20-30 seconds to take care of it. They're going to wrap it up. And Green will have one more free throw. And we're still waiting. They're still working on it. I think he's ready to go. Well, now got a little bit of blood on the uniform, so now we got to get that off there. 4:23 to go here in the first half. And the Parkview Vikings from Springfield lead the West Plains Zizzer Boys 21-9 here. And comes Green now. After all that, they don't make him tuck in his uniform. Well, as a matter of fact, three of the Vikings don't have their uniform tucked in, so I guess it's okay over here. Second free throw from Green is no good. And Judd with the rebound. Tuma with the basketball. Gets it up to Long. Long will give it to Judd up top. Tuma with it on the right wing. Tuma trying to drive. Kicks it all the way to Long on the left side. And Long hits the three. And that is the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. By Long, it's a nine-point lead to the Vikings. 3:50 to go here in the first half. Fernandez on the right side, and he's going to score on the layup. Zizzer defense went to sleep, and Fernandez just went right down the lane on the right side. Lays it off the glass. Robbins and Kraft's going to be fouled by Fernandez. That'll be Fernandez's second, third team foul here. In the second quarter, the Zizzers will inbound on the side. Jared Kraft to throw it in. Kraft will get it to Tuma. 3.5 to go first half. Zizzers down by, well, now they say it's 11. But the Zizzers will have the basketball on the baseline. And I checked my scorebook, and that's correct. 11-point lead for Parkview. Robbins in the lane, gets it to Judd. Long with it on the left side. Robbins up top. They'll try to go inside. And it's out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer basketball on the baseline once again. Tuma to throw it in. Gets it up top to Robbins. Over to Long on the left wing. Long, and now we've got a foul on the Vikings. See who they call this one on. Govan, that's his first. That's a fourth team foul on the Vikings here in the second quarter, so Tuma will inbound on the baseline again. And they'll go to Long in the right corner. Three-pointer, no good. And here comes Hiley with the basketball for the Vikings. Is it to Sanchez up top? Left side now. And there was a travel, no call. Up top now is Green. He's going to drive. And that one is going to be tipped in by Govan as he just went high. And as he came off the rim, Govan just tipped it right back in. Robbins with the basketball. Gets it to Tuma. Long with it on the left side. Back to Tuma on the left wing. Tuma looking, kicks it out to Judd now on the right side. Now Tuma with the basketball. And it is out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer basketball with 2:20 to go here in the first half. And Jacob Moore will check in for Aiden Judd for the Zizzers. And Kraft with the basketball up top. Left side to Moore. Moore with it. Kicks it out. Long will fire a three. That's way off from the corner. And the rebound comes down to Hiley. Sanchez with it at the free throw line. He'll take it down the corner. Now it's Sanchez back up top. And he just pushed Tuma out of the way. And Sanchez scores on the jumper. How do you not call a foul on that? He just took his left arm and literally extended it and pushed Tuma out of the way. Kraft over on the right side to Tuma. Long with it now on the baseline. Gets it to Robbins. Robbins inside, and he missed the shot. Rebound comes down. Kraft now intercepts the basketball. Kraft over to Moore on the baseline. Jacob Moore scores on the jumper, his first basket. And it's a 13-point lead to Parkview with a minute 15 to go in the first half. Sanchez walks it across the timeline, gives it up to Hampton, back to Sanchez. Sanchez will fire from the left wing, no good. Robbins with the rebound. And Long will bring it up the floor. Robbins with it now up top. 55 seconds to go here in the first half. Zizzer's trailing by 13. Robbins and what do we got here? And it's going to be a timeout, West Plains. And we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball 100.9 training.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back. Webb City High School, Class 5, District 6, first round boys action. And Parkview leads West Plains Zizzer Boys 27-14, 43 seconds to go here in the first half. Zizzer's with the basketball. Tuma up top and almost stolen. Tuma got it back, Long with it now. Back to Tuma up top, 30 seconds to go. Kraft back to Long now, over to Tuma. They'll go more at the free throw line. Robbins with the basketball. Long down the corner is Kraft, back to Long. Up top to Tuma, 13 seconds to go. Moore with the basketball, left side. Gives it to Tuma down the left corner. Tuma goes to Long, Long going down the lane. And there's a foul on Parkview with 2.6 seconds to go in the first half. And that one may be, well, I'm not going to say here. Green picks up the foul, his second, 15 foul on Parkview. So Long will go to the free throw line for the Zizzers shooting two. And he missed the first one. Second free throw for Josiah Long is no good. Govan, it's going to be knocked out of bounds with 0.8 seconds. It'll be Viking basketball. So here we go. Vikings will inbound it, and Sanchez will throw it. And he hit the front of the rim, 27-14. Springfield Parkview leads West Plains Zizzer Boys here. At the half, it is the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment Halftime Show. We're coming back in 3 minutes. You're listening to Zizzer Boys Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
When winter hits the Ozarks, Mother Nature can throw anything our way. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment doesn't let ice, snow, or power outages stand between you and your medical needs. Our specially trained staff transforms into disaster response teams during severe weather, ensuring critical deliveries reach you. If you rely on oxygen, don't wait. Check your backup systems today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains, focused on your health since 1984.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Attention farmers, Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove is rolling out unbeatable Kubota Orange Days financing and savings. Picture this, the Kubota 2502 ST tractor package, a 25 horsepower tractor with a front end loader, brush hog, and box blade, all for just $319 per month with 0% APR financing for 84 months. Hurry, this offer is valid now through March 31st. Visit them or check KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Chick Days are going on now at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Reserve your future flock today. Order by March 15th for April 29th pickup. Order forms are available in store with multiple options. From feed, including organic options, to supplies, Hirsch prides themselves on offering the area's most extensive selection of poultry essentials. Stop by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, Thayer, Ava, and Mountain Home.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Thayer Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is kicking off Ram Truck Month with big savings on all new Rams in stock. Save up to $17,000 off MSRP on new 2024 Ram 2500s. Save up to $13,000 off MSRP on new 2025 Ram 1500s. Thayer has banked with millions of dollars secured just for your next truck loan. And interest rates as low as 4.9% for 72 months. Thayer will buy your trade even if you don't buy ours. Hurry into a Thayer location near you or check our low prices out online at buybayer.com. Don't get a bad deal. Get a bad deal. Because why pay more? See for details.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Webb City High School. Class 5 District 6 boys action. Springfield Parkview Vikings lead the West Plains Scissor Boys here at the half by the score of 27-14. For the Scissor Boys, Josiah Long with 5 points here in the first half. Clayton Robbins has 3. Jared Kraft with 4. Jacob Moore has 2. Nobody in foul trouble. For Parkview, 9 points for Govan, 7 for Sanchez, 4 for Cordova, 3 for Green, 2 for Fernandez, and 2 for Hiley, and nobody in foul trouble for Parkview. Parkview led it 13-5 at the end of one. They lead it here 27-14 at the half. And we can tell you that if the Zizzer boys, if they don't win here tonight, their season will end. And if they do win, they will move on to play on Friday night right here at Webb City. All right. Also, this is your Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. Tomorrow night, we've got West Plains Ladies Zizzer basketball action in the Class 5 District 6 tournament at Willard. And the Lady Zizzers will play at 8:30 tomorrow night against McDonald County. And we'll have that game for you on the radio. That is a stacked district on the girls' side. Marshfield's the number one seed. They will play Parkview at 4 o'clock. Marshfield is state ranked. West City will play Willard at 5:30. Then Springfield Hillcrest will play Springfield Central at 7 o'clock. Hillcrest is state ranked. And then the West Plains Lady Zizzers take on McDonald County at 8:30. And by the way, West Plains not state ranked, but they did get some mentions. So they were being caught some attention of some folks with after winning some of those ball games here lately. So that's all coming up for you tomorrow night, right here on the radio, the girls' district play. 27-14 is your halftime score. The West Plains Zizzer Boys trail Springfield Parkview Vikings 27-14. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll add the start of the third quarter. You're listening to Zizzer Boys Basketball. I'm 100.9 The Train.
A message from Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Starting fresh each year means your Medicare and insurance deductibles reset. During this time, you might notice charges for services that are typically covered by your insurance. Don't worry, this is normal and usually means you're working toward meeting your annual deductible. Have questions, changed insurance plans? Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment's professional billing team is here to help. Corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains. focused on your health since 1984.
Your West Plains Lady Zizzer and Zizzer Boys basketball sponsors are Toyota West Plains, Twin Lakes Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza West Plains, J&J Recovery West Plains, Hirschfeed and Farm Supply West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, Andrew Eckman Shelter Insurance Agency in West Plains, the Zizzer Zone of West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GMC of West Plains, Simmons Bank, Edgelorn Harper Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram of West Plains, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Westgate Realty Sean Duggins in West Plains, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Your boosters are Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in West Plains and Thayer, Edward Joan Agents Mark Guffey, Richard Brothers Feed, Cindy at Ozark Awards, Independent Insurance Solutions, Mayfield Auto Repair, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains.
Opening up an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you're one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick at GMC in West Plains. Have you driven by and seen all of the GMC trucks we just got in stock? Dually trucks, cabin chassis trucks, Sierra 2500 and Sierra 1500s. Oh, and we have Canyons too. Come see Howell County's largest GMC inventory with the best price.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you. Shelter Insurance ranked number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 6 out of the last 7 years by J.D. Power. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Eckman in West Plains.
Hey, pasta lovers, your favorite buffet at Pizza Inn of West Plains just got even better.
What could be better than endless pizza?
How about bottomless baked pastas? We're talking chicken Alfredo Supreme loaded with tender grilled chicken, creamy sausage and peppers pasta with Italian spices, and classic chicken parmesan baked to perfection.
Mmm, and I can try them all?
That's right, along with their famous pizza, salad, desserts, and more. Visit Pizza Inn of West Plains today on Bruce Smith Parkway next to Ace Hardware in West Plains.
It's time to play Timber Trivia. True or false, real wood floors last 100 years or more. If you said true, good for you. Laminate flooring fumbles in the first quarter. True or false, your home sells much faster with real wood floors than with fake wood or carpeting. True. True or false, bamboo flooring makes sense. No way, sports fans. Bamboo is a grass. Turf belongs on the field. For flooring, say timber. Visit choosewood.com.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Webb City High School. Class 5, District 6 boys basketball action. And Springfield Parkview Vikings lead the West Plains Zizzer Boys 27-14 as we start the third quarter. Hope you enjoyed the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. Zizzer Boys will get the basketball. Ethan Tuma with it. Parkview starting off with that trapping defense once again. Moore with the basketball. Gives it to Long. Kraft. He'll fire from the wing, and it's good for two. So Jared Kraft now with 6 points in the ball game. Zizzer's trailing by 11. Sanchez with it up top. Zizzer's in a 2-3 defense. Sanchez still up top. Now they'll go over on the side. That'll be Fernandez. Back up top to Sanchez. They'll bring it to the right side to Cordova. In the lane, Govan. They'll go other side. And shot is no good. And rebound by the Vikings. Sanchez. kicks it out. And the jumper is going to be good for three from Fernandez. And it's 14-point lead for the Vikings. Long with the basketball. Left side gives it to Kraft. Up top, Tuma. Now they go down the baseline to Long. He'll pull up for the jumper. It is good. And Josiah Long with 7 points in the ball game. And the Zizzers trailing by 12. Sanchez up top on the right side is Cordova. He'll go to Govan at the free throw line, back down the corner, and it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer basketball. So Josiah Long will throw it in. Ethan Tuma will bring it up. Tuma across the timeline, gives it up to Kraft on the right side. Kraft up top. And Moore with it now. Moore coming down the lane, kicks it to Robbins, back to Kraft. Tuma's going to fire a three from the wing. It's no good. And Govan was over the back of Long, but they're going to say out of bounds on the rebound by Long, and it'll be RG basketball. Sanchez will bring it up the floor. Across the timeline. Sanchez gives it to Govan at the free throw line, and he'll go in. And that's kind of embarrassing when you kind of try to do the little underhand flip for the layup, and it was an air ball because he didn't hit nothing. Long driving the baseline, and it rolls around and comes out. Coming up the floor is Green. Green gives it to Govan underneath, and this time he scores. Govan's the first player in double figures with 11 for the Vikings. Moore with the basketball on the right side. Gets it to Tuma underneath. Tuma's jumper is good. Ethan Tuma with his first point for the basketball game. 5:13 to go here, third quarter. And shot missed by Green. Rebound Zizzers, and it'll be Tuma to bring it up the floor. Tuma, left side to Moore. Moore now going to take it up top. Kicks it up to Kraft. Right side is Long. Moore with it now up top. Robbins. Robbins up top. Looking to drive. Robbins. And he scores, and it's good. Clayton Robbins gets it off the backboard. And let's see the call. And Green picks up the foul, his third, first team foul here in the third. So Green will come out. Hiley comes in. Clayton Robbins at the free throw line to shoot one. And he missed it. Govan with the rebound. Sanchez will bring it up the floor. Right side, back to Sanchez now up top. Now on that right side to go to Govan in the middle. Ball is on the floor. Kraft picks it up. Jared Kraft coming the other way and makes the layup. And timeout is called by Parkview. 4:23 to go in the third quarter. And the Zizzers trail by 8, back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false? Real wood floors can last hundreds of years. False. No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false? Homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring. True. True or false? Bamboo's a good choice for flooring. True. False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
For Dr. Russ Rawls, it's all about community and our active community members.
In Mountain Home, we're proud to be part of a medical community which nurtures a philosophy of commitment to things that matter, exceptional care for patients, and love for this beautiful area. Dr. Jason McConnell, Dr. Nick Souter, and I pledge to take the very best care of you at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine so you can enjoy an active life in the Ozarks.
Visit Dr. Rawls, Dr. McConnell, and Dr. Souter at No. 3 Medical Plaza.
Now, More West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Web City, Class 5, District 6, boys action. And the Parkview Vikings lead the West Plains Scissor boys. Sanchez down the lane, going to score, and he's fouled. Sanchez now with 9 points in the ball game. Jacob Moore picks up his second foul. That's the first team foul, third quarter on the Zizzers. Sanchez to the free throw line to shoot one. And he missed it. Moore with the rebound. It's a 10-point lead with 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Kraft up top. Long with it now. They'll go to Moore on the left side. Back up top to Kraft. Kraft gives it to Robin. And it's stolen by Fernandez. And he'll score on the layup. And Zizzers will throw it in now, trailing by 12 with 3:43 to go, third quarter. Tuma with it, up to Moore. Moore with the basketball, over to Kraft. Now Long, and he's going to travel with the basketball. Turnover on the Zizzers. And the Vikings will have the basketball. 3.5 to go here in the third quarter. Zizzer boys trailing by 12. Sanchez brings it up for Parkview. Gives it up to Fernandez. Back up top to Sanchez. And Fernandez for three. It's good. Now it's a 15-point lead for the Vikings. Kraft with it. Kicks it out. Robbins will fire a three from the right side. It's good. Clayton Robbins with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. And Fernandez decided not to pull the trigger on the three. Sanchez with it now on the right side. Sanchez in the lane for the jumper. It's good. Moore will get it across the timeline, lost the basketball, and now a foul going to be called on Jacob Moore. That will be his third, second team foul on the Zizzers. So it'll be Vikings basketball with 2.5 to go here in the third quarter. Aiden Judd's going to check in, and Jacob Moore will come out for the Zizzers. Sanchez with the basketball on the left side. Comes up top now. Kicks it out. And a long three is no good. Govan with the rebound. And the Zizzers left Nash all alone underneath the basket for Parkview for the easy putback. Tuma across the timeline. And he left his layup short. And here comes Fernandez up the floor. Sanchez with it now. In the lane. He'll put it up, and it's no good. Tuma with the rebound. 16-point lead for Parkview. Robbins with it now. Left side to Long. Long will fire a three. That one's no good. Sanchez with the rebound. Here comes Parkview up the floor. Sanchez kicks it out to the left. Driving the baseline. Now we got a blocking foul on Ethan Tuma. That's his first. Third team foul. On the Zizzers. So it'll be Parkview throwing it in on the baseline. Minute 45 to go. And with the basketball inside, shot up, no good. And Tuma with the rebound. Gets it to Long. Long up the floor to Robbins. He'll fire a three from the left wing. It's good. Clayton Robbins with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. It's a 13-point Parkview lead with a minute 20 to go, third quarter. Sanchez and Long stole the basketball. Sanchez fell down. They're going to call the foul on Josiah Long. That's the first on Josiah Long, 14 foul on the Zizzers. That wasn't a foul, folks. Sanchez just tripped over his own feet and fell down. Sanchez with the basketball. Down in the corner they go. Coming up the baseline, it's no good. And the rebound underneath, and it's up and good by Nash. And it's back to a 15-point lead, under a minute to go here in the third quarter. And Hiley goes into the second row on the far side, but it'll be Zizzer basketball at half court. 51 seconds to go, third quarter. Tuma with the basketball up top. Kraft on the right wing. Long on the baseline. Jumper is up. No good. Nash with the rebound, and here comes the Vikings. And a foul on West Plain. Ethan Tuma just picked up his second foul, a 15 foul. And at the free throw line is Hiley to shoot two for the Vikings. And the first one is good. Creeps over the front of the rim and goes in. 37 seconds to go, third quarter. Second free throw from Hiley. Is good. All right, Zizzers with the basketball. 37 seconds to go, third quarter. Kraft will bring it up across the timeline. Kraft over to Long. Long driving the baseline and gets it. Kisses it off the glass. It's good. He's got 9 in the ball game. 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Now down to 16. And Sanchez finally brings it across the timeline. Sanchez over to Hiley. Down to 7 seconds now. Hiley with it. And he traveled with the basketball. It'll be Zizzer ball with 4.7 seconds to go, third quarter. And Parkview is going to pick up three-quarter court as Tuma will throw it in. Gets it to Long. And there's a foul. Foul by Hiley. That's his first. That's the second team foul here in the third quarter. 2.9 seconds now, so look for Parkview to foul again here, because they've only got two team fouls. Shot is up, no good by Long at the end of three. 47-32. Parkview leads the West Plain Zizzer Boys. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at SouthernHillsAutoPlaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains. Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Webb City. Class 5, District 6 Boys Basketball Tournament action. And Springfield Parkview, the Vikings will get the basketball, start the fourth quarter. They lead it 47-32. Sanchez with it. Out top. Comes to the right side now. Govan down on the block on the right side. And now a foul is going to be called on West Plains. That'll be on Kraft. That's his first team foul here in the fourth quarter. Might as well get ready for a lot of fouls in this fourth quarter. I'm telling you right now, Sanchez had a shot blocked, and now a really late call on Clayton Robbins. He blocked the shot, but I mean his second foul, and now Sanchez will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And he makes the first one. Sanchez with 12 points in the ball game. I mean, Coach Miller having a chat with the official. Sanchez makes the second free throw. Might as well save your breath, Coach. It's not going to work. Tuma with the basketball. Gives it up to Robbins on the left side. He hits for three again. Clayton Robbins with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. 14-point lead by Parkview. Sanchez in the lane. Govan misses the shot. Tuma up the floor. Judd with it, and he missed the layup. Rebound up ahead. It's Cordova to Sanchez. Back to Cordova. They'll go to Govan underneath. It's blocked by Judd. Govan now kicks it up top. Highly with it. And Parkview will set up the offense now. Sanchez on the right side. Govan up top. Govan. It's knocked away by Long up ahead. Josiah Long. And it was blocked. And Long wanted a goaltending and didn't get the call. Sanchez, now Hiley's going to shoot a three, and that one's an air ball. And this is going to get out of hand in a hurry. Tuma gives it up to Long. Long going to drive. Gives it to Judd. Kraft up top. Long going to drive the baseline. Gives it to Judd. Kicks it out to Tuma. Robbins for three. It's good. Clayton Robbins with another Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. It's a Vikings 11-point lead with 6 minutes to go in the ball game. Sanchez up top to Govan. Zizzer's on a man-to-man defense right now. Sanchez with it. Up top, Sanchez. He's going to go to Govan, and Govan's going to get called for a push-off foul, and that will be his second first team foul, fourth quarter, on Parkview. So Zizzers will inbound. 5:48 to go here in the ball game. Zizzers trailing by 11. Tuma to Kraft on the right wing. Back to Tuma up top. Now Kraft with it. Kraft gives it to Long. Now it's Moore back in the ball game. Tuma up top. Long on the right side. Long up top to Kraft. Kraft with the basketball. Gives it up to Tuma now. Tuma up top. Long's going to fire a three from the wing. No good. And Sanchez with the rebound. Sanchez will bring it up. 5 minutes to go in the ball game. And Parkview leads it by 11. Sanchez gives it to Hiley now up top. Hiley trying to drive. Kicks it out in the corner. Three-pointer is no good. Robbins with the rebound for the Zizzers. Long with it on the right side. Long at the free throw line. Up top now to Robbins. Robbins will go to Tuma at the free throw line. And it's going to be stolen away. And the foul is going to be called on Josiah Long. That'll be his second. Third team foul on the Zizzers. And Green will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Parkview. So Green will shoot two with 4:29 to go in the ball game. First one is up. And it is good as it bounces over the front of the rim. Green now with 4 points in the ball game. Landon Montgomery will check into the ball game Tuma comes out, gets a breather. Second one's no good. Long with a rebound. Robbins will bring it up the floor. And everybody was wanting a backcourt. And there's the goaltending for sure. They're going to count that basket as that was a goaltending on Parkview. But foul is going to be called. Kraft will get the basket. He's got 10 in the ball game. He'll shoot one. Sanchez. Carlito Sanchez picks up the foul, his first. Second team foul, and Parkview wants a timeout. We're coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Boys Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers.
Now, hey. More West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Web City. Jared Kraft at the free throw line shooting one for the Zizzers, and it's good. Kraft with 11 in the ball game. Zizzers trailing by 9 with 4:16 to go in the ball game. Class 5 District 6 boys action, and it's Cordova on the right side. They'll go up top. Go Van now. Knocked out of bounds, and it'll be Viking basketball on the side. Eiley will throw it in. I'm sorry, Fernandez will throw it in to Sanchez. And Tuma, and there's a foul on Sanchez. Tuma stole the basketball. Sanchez pushed him down. Second on Sanchez. Third team foul on Parkview. And the Zizzers will inbound on the side. 4 minutes to go in the ball game. Zizzers trailing by 9. Kraft with the basketball up top. Kraft gives it to Moore. Moore at the free throw line. Comes down inside and scores on the layup. Jacob Moore with 4 points in the ball game. It's a 7-point Parkview lead. And Tuma is going to get called for the foul. His third, fourth team foul on the Zizzers. And so Hiley now will throw it in on the side. They'll throw it in to Govan. Govan with the basketball, gives it up to Sanchez now up top. Sanchez. And now Hiley with the basketball, and he just carried the basketball. Turnover on Parkview. And it'll be Zizzer basketball with 3.5 to go in the ball game. And the Zizzers trailing by 7. Tuma with the basketball now to bring it up. Here comes a lot of pressure from Parkview. Long with it. And there's a foul on Govan. Govan now, that's 3 on him. Fourth team foul on Parkview. And Josiah Long will go to the free throw line to shoot 2 for the Zizzer boys. First free throw is good by Josiah Long. It rolled around and fell in. He's got 10 points in the ball game. It's a 6-point Parkview lead now with 3:22 to go in the ball game. Long second free throw coming up. And it is good. And now it's a 5-point lead for Parkview. Sanchez across the timeline. Up top the goal van, back door they go. Easy basket for Hiley. Hiley got behind the Zizzer defense. Scores on the easy basket. It's a 7-point lead with 3 minutes to go. And it's going to be Parkview basketball. Zizzers throw it away. 3 minutes to go in the ball game, and now West Plains wants timeout. 52-45, Parkview with the lead over the Zizzer boys. And we are coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening to the basketball, 100.9 The Train.
The real estate market is still strong, and you have time to take advantage. Did you know that Westgate Realty is number one in the Ozarks? So who better to serve your real estate needs? 65 sales associates are ready to assist you with all your real estate needs, including residential, commercial, land, farm, and recreational properties, as well as new construction. Westgate Realty puts clients first, so call them today at 417-257-2733. Visit WestgateRealty.com or search Westgate Realty on Facebook. Go Zizzers!
Attention Zizzer fan! The Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out the ZizzerZone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Back to Webb City. And the Parkview Vikings with the basketball. They lead it by 7. Sanchez with it. Gives it up to Green. Now up top to Hiley. And I think Parkview now is kind of going to go into a stall here with 2:45 to go in the ball game. Sanchez with it. And Long. Just fouled him. That's the third. That's the 15th foul on the Zizzers. So Parkview gets to shoot free throws for the rest of the ball game. And if Parkview commits one more foul, Zizzers can shoot free throws the rest of the ball game. So Sanchez to the free throw line to shoot two. He's got 13 points in the ball game. And he makes the first one. And he makes the second one. Sanchez with 15. It's back to a 9-point lead for Parkview. 2.5 to go in the ball game. This is the boys with the basketball. Tuma on the left wing. Cross court Long on the right wing. Up top to Kraft. Kraft back over to Tuma on the left side. Kraft up top. Long gives it to Tuma. Back to Long down the right corner. Long hits the three. The Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. It's a 6-point lead for Parkview with 2 minutes to go in the ball game. Sanchez with the basketball. Sanchez gets it inside. Now they kick it back outside. Sanchez up top. Sanchez, and now we're going to have a foul on Tuma. That's going to be the fourth foul on Tuma. Sanchez to the free throw line once again to shoot two for Parkview. And the first one is good. Sanchez has done nothing but hit free throws here in the fourth quarter. Got five of them so far. Looking for a sixth one. And he got that one. It just barely went in. Zizzers trailing by 8, a minute 45. It'll be Zizzer basketball on the side, knocked out of bounds. Tuma will throw it in. Winner of this game will move on to the second round, play Friday night. Loser's season comes to an end. Tuma gives it to Long, up top to Kraft now. Back to Long, back to Kraft. Now it's Moore on the baseline. Ball knocked away. Green with it. Green coming the other way. It's good, and he's fouled. Green on a circus shot. And the foul is on Jacob Moore. That's his fourth. And Green will go to the free throw line to shoot one. with a minute and a half to go in the ball game. It's back up to a 10-point lead. Make it 11. As Parkview is an outstanding free throw shooting ball club, folks. Sanchez almost had another steal. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer ball on the side. Kraft will throw it into Tuma. Kraft with it now. Tuma on the right wing. Long out of the corner for three again. No good. Long runs down the rebound. Gets it to Moore. Long with it now. He'll shoot another three. That one's no good. Goes out of bounds off of Parkview. It'll be Zizzer basketball on the baseline. A minute 14 to go in the ball game. Parkview leads it by 11. And Tuma will throw it in. Gets it in to Robbins. Robbins to Kraft. Kraft's going to fire the three. It's no good. Tuma with the rebound. He'll put up a three. That one's no good. And Long's going to get knocked down. See who they call the free throw on. It's going to be Govan. That'll be his fourth. Fifth team foul on Parkview. So Long will go to the free throw line to shoot two for the Zizzers with a minute four to go in the ball game. And the Zizzers trailing by 11. Long hits the first free throw. He's now got 15 in the ball game. And he makes the second one. And timeout called by the West Plains Zizzers. It's a 9-point Parkview lead with a minute four to go in the ball game. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
From your first paycheck to your first home. Starting your own business or celebrating your retirement. We're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Attention farmers, Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove is rolling out unbeatable Kubota Orange Days financing and savings. Picture this, the Kubota 2502 ST Tractor Package, a 25 horsepower tractor with a front end loader, brush hog, and box blade, all for just $319 per month with 0% APR financing for 84 months. Hurry, this offer is valid now through March 31st. Visit them or check KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Webb City. It's Class 5, District 6 basketball action. Parkview will throw it in. Sanchez is going to get fouled by Tuma. And that's all for Ethan Tuma as he fouls out of the ball game with 2 points. And Sanchez is going to go to the free throw line, where he's made 6-for-6 here in the fourth quarter. And Parkview with a 9-point lead. Landon Montgomery will come in to replace the senior Ethan Tuma, who just fouled out. And Sanchez makes the free throw. That's all Sanchez has done, is make free throws here in the fourth quarter. He's now 7-for-7. And it's a 10-point lead with a minute four to go. Make it an 11-point lead. Robbins will bring it up. Clayton Robbins in the corner to Kraft. Up top is Long. Long trying to drive. It's blocked out of bounds by Govan. Zizzer basketball on the baseline. 52 seconds to go. 11-point lead for Parkview. Montgomery will throw it in. Moore with it. And that one's partially blocked. Govan with the basketball. And now Sanchez with it. And Sanchez with the basketball. Zizzers are going to go down here. Kraft fouls. That's his second. That is now the eighth team foul on the Zizzers here in the fourth quarter. Zizzers will end their season at 12-15. Sanchez makes another free throw. Imagine that. Parkview will now go to 16-11. They will play the next round on Friday night. Sanchez makes the second one. 13-point lead now. 36 seconds to go in the ball game. Robbins with it up top. Robbins will pull up for a three, top of the key, no good. And the dunk was missed on the other end. And Jacob Moore is going to pick up the foul. So Jacob Moore now will foul out of the ball game with 4 points. This one's over. Zizzers need to quit fouling because it's over. Moore will sit down. Aiden Judd comes in. 22 seconds to go, a 13-point lead, and Sanchez back at the free throw line. And he makes another one. Sanchez is 11 for 11, make it 12 of 12 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. Long brings it up. Kraft on the right side. Now Long will fire another three out of the corner. It's no good. Hartview with the rebound. And why did Kraft foul him? Jared Kraft fouls him. That's the third foul. And going to the free throw line is going to be Green for Parkview. There's only 10 seconds left. Zizzers trail by 15. Green misses the first one. So Zizzers will end their season at 12 and 15, and it'll be the last game for seniors Ethan Tuma and Clayton Robbins. And Green makes the second free throw. 16-point. How did we get to a 16-point lead? Long with basketball. Robbins fires a three. It's no good. Long with the rebound. He'll fire a three. He scores and is fouled on the three. So Josiah Long with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. And Davion Duncan with the foul, his first. Long at the free throw line to shoot one with 0.5 seconds to go in the game. And he makes the free throw. And that's going to do it. Parkview wins it 66-54. We'll take a break, and we'll come back to wrap this one up. You're listening to Zither Basketball, 100.9 Train.
Ozark's Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24-7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Attention farmers, Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove is rolling out unbeatable Kubota Orange Days financing and savings. Picture this, the Kubota 2502 ST Tractor Package, a 25 horsepower tractor with a front end loader, brush hog, and box blade, all for just $319 per month with 0% APR financing for 84 months. Hurry, this offer is valid now through March 31st. Visit them or check KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours, nail technology course 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Yeah.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Webb City High School, Class 5 District 6 first round action. And Parkview just defeated the West Plains Zizzers 66-54 to bring the Zizzer season to an end at 12-15. For the Zizzers this afternoon, 20 points for Josiah Long, 17 for Clayton Robbins, 11 for Jared Kraft, 4 for Jacob Moore, and 2 for Ethan Tuma. For Parkview, 23 for Sanchez. He was 12 of 12 in free throws in the fourth quarter to end with 23 points. 4 points for Cordova, 8 points for Green, 11 for Govan, 10 for Fernandez, 4 for Nash, 6 for Hiley. So Parkview moves on to play Friday night. They are 16-11 on the season. Zizzer boys' season comes to an end. They finished the year at 12-15. Coming up, we will have your, it is your, by the way, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic post-game show. And your player of the game, the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic player of the game is going to be Josiah Long. He had 20 points in the ball game, so Long and Robin. Robin's had 17, so Long and Robin are the players of the game. All right, tomorrow night we've got girls basketball action, Class 5, District 6 at Willard. The Lady Zizzers will take on McDonald County at 8:30 tomorrow night at Willard High School. We'll have the game for you right here on the radio. That's going to wrap it up from for the Zizzer boys this season. We hope you enjoyed Zizzer boys basketball on 100.9 The Train. Good night.
Your West Plains Lady Zizzer and Zizzer Boys basketball sponsors are Toyota of West Plains, Twin Lakes Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza West Plains, J&J Recovery West Plains, Hirschfeed and Farm Supply West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, Andrew Eckman Shelter Insurance Agency in West Plains, the Zizzer Zone of West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GM of West Plains, Simmons Bank, Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram of West Plains, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Westgate Realty, Sean Duggins in West Plains, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Your boosters are Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones Agents Mark Guffey, Richard Brothers Feed, Cindy at Ozark Awards, Independent Insurance Solutions, Mayfield Auto Repair, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains.